to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, June 28th, 2016. As always, we are coming live from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach in Florida. I hope all of you guys are doing well. I hope your week has gone well. I hope everything is going well. Yes, I like using that word well today. Well is such a fun word to say, so let's say it one more time. I hope your week is going well. It is July 4th coming up. Can you guys believe it? It is going by so fast. I cannot believe we're coming into the seventh month. I just like half the year's over already. It's like I just, before you know it, I'll be saying, hey, live from, coming to you live from 2018. It just goes by so fast. And the older you get, you know, they weren't lying when they told you that, right? The older you get, the faster it goes. Every year it feels like it gets shorter and shorter and shorter. But anyways, you know, since I'm a nerd, and I know you guys who know me best know that, since I'm a nerd and I like facts, I figured since July 4th is coming up, let me give you a couple nice facts that we have. You know, the first is that most of us sign. I just lost some power here. So one second. Okay, so sorry, we're back. The monitors came back. So first of all, did you know that most people who signed the Declaration of Independence did not sign it on July 4th? It actually signed on August 2nd of 1776. Only two people signed on July 4th of 1776. Which two people were those? You guys got to write in and tell me. No looking up. You can't look up. You guys got to test your knowledge to see if you paid attention in history class. But I always thought that was interesting. The number two fact is three out of the first five presidents died on July 4th. How about that? Isn't that pretty cool? The three that died were John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. It's quite amazing, really. Also, did you know that fireworks, you know how we celebrate those beautiful with those beautiful fireworks up in the sky? Well, fireworks were first used to celebrate July 4th in the year 1777 over Philadelphia. That was the first time the United States used it to celebrate July 4th. I love that. And we'll have one more fact. How many people lived in the U.S. during the Declaration signing? How many people do you think? It was 2.5 million people already. 2.5. That's quite a high number already, right? You didn't think that in 1776 there would be that many people already. But yes, there was 2.5 million people in the United States during the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So those are our four fun facts. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I do. I always enjoy little tidbits, useless information, as my friends call it. But to me, it's always fun to know. So I hope that this weekend, for your 4th of July weekend, I think it's next Monday, if I'm not correct, I hope that you guys are safe. I really do. I know it's fun. It's nice to celebrate. We like to shoot off fireworks. We like to spend time with our family and, you know, maybe do a little drinking and a little partying. But please be safe. Please be responsible and make sure that everyone comes home safe on 4th of July. Also, as a reminder, I am going to be taking off the next couple weeks for Chicago. As you know, I'm having someone here stay at the house. So I always do whenever I take off. But yeah, I'm going away for to Chicago again, as I said last week, just to visit some family and kind of get away. I'm going to take Nira and my protege. We're going to have a nice spiritual trip when we go up there. We're going to do a lot of fun. We're going to and have a lot of activities planned. So I'm looking forward to that. So let's get into the show right away, because I got a lot of material to cover. And if you joined us last week, we talked about the classical conditioning of our minds that create the imbalance of our souls. And what was the big discussion on, right? The idea was, the big discussion was on the Orlando shooting or the Orlando incident, right? And we talked about associative learning and how associative learning could be broken down into two separate parts. It could be broken down into classical conditioning, which is based on stimulus. Remember Pavlov's dog, he rang a bell and he gave the dog a treat, and over time that produced salivation whenever the bell would ring. And the other one is operant learning, which is a scheduled reinforcement of reward and punishment. And we did talk about how much our country and how much our society bases its values and what we do on operant conditioning and classical conditioning, right? It's fascinating to me. And I know you guys loved that show last night because our numbers were off the charts for that. And there were so many write-ins. So I'm so glad you guys enjoyed that show. But yeah, absolutely. And our society is like that, right? Everything we do, religion, spirituality, politics, waking up every day and doing it, our jobs, everything is based on reward and punishment. If we do this, we're going to get this. If we do this, we're going to get that. If we believe this, we're going to get this. And this is what limits our way of thinking, because as long as there is associative learning, and it's always going to have to happen because our brain kind of works that way, but it's the way we condition our mind. And are we conditioning just to follow, or are we conditioning to think for ourselves? Because what happens in our society is kind of what we talked about with the Orlando incident, is that, is word and picture association. So the media likes to say a word and show you a picture and associate it, kind of like the classical conditioning. They have the bell and they have the treat. And so the word is the word terrorist. And the picture is the picture of the person from the Middle East. And they always use the word Muslim with it, too. And so what happens is we see the picture of someone from the Middle East, and we say the word Muslim and terrorist together. And after a while, our brain becomes conditioned to thinking that every person that is of the Middle Eastern and Muslim faith is a terrorist. And this is a wacky way of thinking. And this is what creates a lot of this. And I'm not going to go into it too much because we got our own show. But, if you go back into it last week, you'll understand what we were talking about, because this is classical conditioning at its best. And as long as we believe what the media says, what our politicians say, what these books of religion and spirituality say, as long as we're constantly conditioned to limiting beliefs, we're never going to grow. And that's what we're moving into today's show all about, because we're going to talk about some things in a few minutes that kind of all tie in, and this show and last show really tie in together. So I if you haven't listened to last show, it was a very popular show. You guys loved it. But if you haven't listened to it, go in the archives, go check it out, and make sure you listen to these shows back to back, because they really tie into each other. So tonight, let's get into tonight. Tonight is the development of universal consciousness. Have you ever felt as if you were a part of something like a big purpose in the development of universal consciousness? Or maybe have you always been confused on what exactly your role is to bring a higher vibration to humanity? Have you ever thought about those two questions? I mean, because those two questions kind of, I know many people in the spiritual community really do. I get that question all the time. Miss Raina, I know I have this big purpose in life. I know I have this idea where that I'm supposed to, help change humanity, that I'm supposed to help them grow. I'm supposed to do all this stuff, but I don't know what to do. And it seems like nowadays everybody's a healer, right? You go up and down the street, social media is flooded with healers. Every other store, every block, everybody calls themselves a healer, and everybody is doing something. Well, why is that? Well, first, let's talk about something. Did you know at this moment in history, there is the most light workers at once incarnated in this earth? Right, that's right. Out of all of our history so far, right now and during this time period has the most light workers that have incarnated. In fact, it's well over 20% of the population that are light workers. So that is why it seems that there are so many light workers and so many healers and so many people in the healing industry on every corner. Because in order for us to shift, in order for us to grow, there needs to be a higher vibration. Right. If you're I grew up in sports, so I know some of you people who don't have never played sports probably won't get this. But, you know, when you want to get better, you play someone that's better than you. You practice with someone that's better than you because they make you up your game. They make you, you know, try to dig deeper and they help you learn. They teach you how to become a better player and whatever it is that you're whatever sport it is that you're learning. And so you have to be able to raise the vibration. So higher vibrations must be able to teach the lower vibration what it's like to raise their vibration. And so that's why so many of us are all over the place. And it does. It seems like it's overwhelming. But many healers are needed for this global shift. And I want to say that it takes a lot of work, people. This is not – I know if you listen to the show quite often, I know I say this kind of – it's very redundant. But, you know, it takes a lot of work. Being a light worker, raising consciousness and devoting your time to this, this takes a lot of work. This takes a lot of energy. This takes a lot of devotion. And I don't think that, at least in my experiences, and I can only speak for myself, there's very few people that I come across that really, truly understand this. Most, I really don't think, I think most people, it seems like a lot of light workers have gone lost, have gone confused, and they like to call themselves light workers, or a lot of people would like to call themselves light workers, but they don't put any effort into it. They may have taken a class, maybe taken a Reiki circle, may have done this or whatever, but that's it. So how can we call ourselves a light worker? How can we help ourselves in the development of universal consciousness if we put no effort into it? If all you're doing is sitting around from day to day and not taking action in the development of this, well, then we have to shift your idea. And I hope that you're listening to this program. If you're one of those people that are just so kind of lost, that are just like, well, you know, I really want to help the world, but I just don't know how. But because I want to make it clear, the first thing off the bat, that you must have an effort. And you know, people, this takes a long time. I know for years we heard about the 2012 thing, the Mayan calendar and the 2012. Now that 2012 has passed by 4 years ago, nobody talks about the global shift anymore. Nobody talks about universal consciousness or raising it or anything, but it is still going on. It was going on before 2012, well before, a couple decades before, and it's going to go on for decades after, because it takes that long for so many people to get adjusted. And why? Because of our conditioning. If we look at the last week's show, and we understand why so many of us are conditioned, even the best of the healers, even the most noble, even the ones that really want to do well in this world and really want to make a change in this world, are conditioned. And we're going to get into something in a minute, and I'm going to try to open your mind and try to expand a little bit about things. And it's going to sound like such common sense, like, oh yeah, I already know that. But it so easily slips away from us that it stops us from finding our role. But light workers, it takes a deep understanding and a deep commitment, a true devotion. It's not something you can wake up one day and say, oh, goody, yay, I'm going to be a light worker, and, you know, and that's going to be it. I'm going to take 1 week in class of touch healing, or I'm going to take, a light therapy class, or I'm going to take, you know, a semester of sound therapy and learn whatever they teach me and call it a day. And I'll only practice it once in a while. I have to do this. And, you know, it, well, I shouldn't say I have to. I enjoy to do this, and this is why I do this. But this is who I am. But this is something that takes true commitment. I wake up every single day, and this is my life. Every single second of my day, every single second of my life is committed to this. And yes, it's trying. Yes, it's hard sometimes. Yes, I want to bang my head against the wall sometimes with humanity. But you know what? I have to have that understanding. I have to have that commitment. I have to have the understanding that this work is challenging, that this work becomes like a full-time job to me in itself. And I've made it my work. You don't have to make it your 100% work. Some people do. Some people have such a calling that they devote their whole life to this, like I do. But other people just may have a different calling. There are many types of roles out there, and there are many ways to expand universal consciousness, to develop it, and to really help humanity grow and to help ourselves grow. But in order for us to do that, we must take it seriously. It's almost kind of like, and I'm on my protege about this all the time. I'm constantly on him, and I'm like, look, you must learn to juggle work. You must learn to juggle life, and you must learn to juggle your personal affairs all at the same time. One cannot suffer. If you're going to devote yourself to helping in the development of universal consciousness, then don't slack on your work. Don't slack on your school. Don't slack on your personal affairs. If you're going to, you know, and that's one of the reasons why when people take my programs, one of my rules is if you're single, you're not allowed to have a relationship while you work with me. And why is that? Because the minute they go to work on themselves, the minute they find somebody, because of their repetitious habits and their conditionings of the same destructive patterns, they find someone that they want to date, and they don't know how to juggle. They don't know how to balance work, life, and personal yet. And so they give gung-ho. They go gung-ho to themselves for a while. Then they meet someone. Then they go gung-ho to that, and their work for themselves falls to the wayside. If you are going to be an effective healer, if you are going to be, and healer is so broad, meaning doctor, psychologist, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you are going to be an effective healer, you must learn how to juggle everything at once. And that is so complicated, people. It really is. It's hard. Even sometimes I have to take a break. As strong as I am and as balanced as I am, I have to be able to take a break, because once in a while I may get caught up in my personal life. I may get caught up in my work. I make it, and all of a sudden the balance comes out so very quickly. And then all of a sudden I have to look at it, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, oh, okay, well, this is lacking now. Because sometimes, you know, my devotion to humanity is very strong. And I want to make sure that by the time I leave here, that humanity is set up with a good foundation of new ideas and new concepts that they can take into the next millennia and grow from this. But that's going to require a lot of effort. I can't be sitting on my butt watching TV and doing all these different things if I want to do that. But I also have to have time for me as well. So with so much going on, you know, we have to know, like, we have to know what we're doing. We have to know whether or not this is going to fit into our lives. What we're doing and how we do, is it going to fit into our lives? And if it's not going to fit into our lives, then how are we going to allow it to fit into us? Because we have to make time in our schedule in order to do this. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor.
KM Botanicals, a natural solution manufacturer, is committed to providing the finest holistic and purest therapeutic products. Stay tuned to see what the buzz is all about. KM Botanicals will be a way of life. KM Botanicals will promote total well-being through newer, purer, holistic products. You're one of the first in the know just for listening right now. Nothing like the others. KM Botanicals has 25 years of trust, technique, loyalty, and pure ingredients behind them, which have all come together in perfect harmony. Be part of it. Don't forget, when you hear KM Botanicals, you'll know that's the cue to begin your journey. Coming soon, KM Botanicals.
So we must be able to fit things in. But let's shift our focus onto ourselves, because isn't that the most important? Finding our place is very important in life. And this is kind of what the show is, because isn't the one of the things I asked everybody on the event status was, you know, have you always been confused on what your role is? Because that's what we're looking for, right? That's why we're listening to this particular show, is because we're looking for a sense of self. We're trying to find our place, and our place must be found if we're ever able to shift into humanity and develop a deeper form of consciousness. And that's the challenge. How many of us truly know who we are? How many of us truly know our place in life? And those that say, oh, I know, but are we really sure? Are we really, truly sure that we're on the correct path, that we're on the path that we're meant to be on? Are we really sure that all the intuition feelings that we get and all the awareness that we get, are we really sure that we truly trust those feelings? And how do we know that we're not creating these feelings because we want so badly to fit in? Oh, that's very tricky, isn't it? This is why it takes so much practice. This is why it takes so much dedication for you. And the first thing I tell anybody before, if you really want to help humanity, then help yourself first. And I mean that in the sense of, you know, get to know you, resolve your issues. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that stuff. But focus on you first. Make sure that we really know who we are. Because if I ask myself and I say, okay, well, do I really know who I am? My immediate answer better be yes. And not just fooling myself, not just tricking myself, but I must know without a shadow of a doubt in my gut that I know exactly who I am. And that makes me effective. That makes me very effective in the work that I do. So let's start with a journey to get to know us. Let's start in the development of universal consciousness, because the development of universal consciousness starts with you. So first, why do we do what we do? Why are we doing this? Why is it so important to be a light worker, to be a healer, to be a therapist, to be a doctor, and like I said, there's many forms of it, acupuncturists, herbologists, LMTs. There are so many forms of healing out there. There are so many forms of helping others out there. Why do we want to do this? What is it? What is our drive? What is the driving force that makes us do this? Is it the fact that we want to fit in, that all of our friends are doing it, that it's the in thing to do? Because right now, yeah, it's kind of the in thing, right? It's kind of the in thing to be a healer or to be a psychic or to be anything like that. And you know, sometimes we become very impressionable. You know, so good people are impressionable, and we're naive to a point. And you know, this is all part of growth. We come naive, and we have to be naive in order for us to learn lessons. But in order for us to figure ourselves out, we have to. So sometimes we start into something as wanting to do it because everybody else is around us is doing it, or maybe it appeals to us in some way. Maybe we saw someone and it just seemed like, wow, they're just so knowledgeable, and they made us feel so good about ourselves. And all of a sudden we decided right then and there, well, I want to be a light worker because the way that person made me feel. And any of my students are going to know that I'm going to have a field day with that type of question right there, or that type of statement, because when we're doing something to fit in, it's never genuine. It has to be genuine in order for us to be able to do what we're doing. If it is a true calling, how do we know if it's a true calling? If it's something that we're just doing for fun, if it's something that we're just doing a little bit, if it's something that we're just doing and we're really not putting the effort into it, then maybe it's not a true calling. Because I'm going to be honest with you people that, you know, whether I'm a spirit guide or a soul sage or whatever, you know, I have had a burning passion. And no matter how much I have tried to run from it and reject it in my life, it has always come back to find me. I knew my first moments of consciousness, I knew who I was. I knew what I was here to do. From the time I worked with my guides, Laura and Makrana, I knew what I needed to do. And no matter how many times I tried to reject it, no matter how many times I tried to do other things, it always sucks me back into doing what I do. And I live it, I dream it, I eat it, I sleep it. It is 24 hours with me. And that is a true calling. There are so many people, I watch TV once in a while, and there's like those, I like Animal Planet. I don't know if you guys like Animal Planet, but I'm a fan of it. And there's some vet shows on there. And, you know, sometimes they'll say, you know, this is my true calling. I wake up, I eat it, I sleep it, I dream it. I'm so upset. You know, I'm obsessed with a healthy obsession, but that's true. You know, someone who's really true calling, and it can still be a calling for you. I don't want to discourage you if you're starting to understand, well, maybe I don't have that type of passion for it. You can still do this stuff in the meantime, but maybe we shouldn't focus all of our energy. But for someone like me, I have to focus my energy on it. If I am not doing this type of work, then I become miserable. I become out of alignment. I become my attunement inside just becomes dysfunctional because I am rejecting myself and I am walking away from my true calling. This isn't something I just wake up one day and say, oh, I want to do this for fun. It's going to give me respect. It's going to give me, you know, the things I'm looking for. It's going to give me a title. It doesn't do that. My clients, no matter my students and the people I work with and all over the country, no matter how many people I have worked with, you know, when they give me a compliment, I'm happy to see that they're growing, but the compliment does nothing for me. And to me, in my eyes, in my perception, that's a true calling. I'm not doing this for a compliment. And so if you're doing this for fun, if you're doing this for a title, if you're doing this for that, then it's not genuine. And we need to shift our perception. We need to shift our focus. So finding self is probably one of the most important things in development of universal consciousness, because you cannot develop consciousness if you don't know yourself. It's impossible. It is impossible to say. It's like trying to study quantum physics without ever going to school for it. Or trying to work on quantum physics. And I know there's some geniuses out there that probably can do it. But I'm talking about the majority of the people. But you need some sort of training. You need some sort of devotion to it. And so it's the same thing. We must look at ourselves first. We must look in order to have the development. When you have the development, when you're finding yourself, because you want to develop the sense of self, right? You want to be able to develop the confidence, the security, the understanding on a deep level, and that is extremely important as well. And you want to develop the compassion, because in order for you to find your role, in order for you to create universal consciousness, in order for you to teach others, you must have that sense of self. You must know who you are and have the confidence and the security when other people tell you that you're wrong, when other people tell you that you're crazy, when other people tell you that that's not the way. There are so many doubters out there because they don't know who they are. And you must learn to develop the confidence and security in who you are. And get this is going to get you guys, the understanding on a deep level. And they're going to say, well, Ms. Raina, you just said that. Yes. But how do I mean that? If you're going to say that you're a healer, if you're going to say that you want to help humanity, and you're going out there and being bitter and being nasty about politics or religion or making fun of people, you are not a spiritual person. You are not a healer. You are not helping humanity any way, shape, or form. I don't care how much you sit there and read spiritual books, how much you take classes, how many groups you belong to. If you are going out there and not understanding humanity, but actually becoming angry at them and shouting at them and making fun of them and calling them stupid and just doing all these things out of anger, you are way off track. And you can tell by my voice that I'm very serious about that, because I see this all the time. I see so many people call themselves healers, call themselves light workers, say that they're trying to wake up the world. What, you're trying to wake up the world by being angry, by calling people stupid, by making fun of the way they believe? If you truly understood yourself and you truly had a deep understanding for humanity, humanity, then you will have compassion for the way they believe and the way they think. And guess what? When you do that, you won't be angry. Because you are angry, you do not have understanding. You do not have compassion. You do not have a sense of self. And that's what fuels you to be angry and to tell people what the right way is and to tell people that their belief system and their way of thinking is wrong and to make fun of them and bash people all over the place. If you're one of these people, you need a tune-up. And I'm just being honest with you. I see this all the time. And I got to say, we're not doing anything. If you're wondering why this world is stuck, look in the mirror first. Look in the mirror. Every day, I look in the mirror. Every day, I look in my mirror. Whether it's in meditation, I look at my head and myself. I look at an actual mirror. Every day, I focus on myself. I review myself and say, okay, did I have understanding for people? Did I have compassion for people? If my emotions, if somehow, once in a while, my emotion got the better of me and I lost control of something and I allowed my understanding to break down and me dive into somebody else's insecurity, then I have to see why I did that. And then I have to have understanding for them because that's where they're at in their life. That's what they're seeing. But, you know, but we don't. Most of us only know healing, only know universal consciousness of what we're taught or what we read. So if we read five books and that's all we've known and we only heard a couple of things and maybe a few of those things we heard over and over, we take it as truth. We take what we read and we say, okay, well, that must be all the info. But most of the info, what we read, extends past what we read. If you develop these type of ideas, the sense of self, the understanding, the compassion, the information that you read in books and the information that you hear will be far surpassed. The knowledge that you gain will be far surpassed than what you're told. It's simple. I never read books, but there was even in medicine, you hear a lot of, or you read a lot of the books with a lot of the same things. And that's very limiting because we're only seeing a small perspective because people don't go inside themselves for answers. They don't try to understand themselves. They don't try to look at somebody else. They don't try to understand where that person's coming from. Instead, we take a class, a weekend class or a couple of months, or we travel to someplace. We get a puppy paper, as I like to call it. And the next thing we know, we call ourselves this great master. And how can we call ourselves a master if we're very limited? If the only thing we know about helping others and developing a universal consciousness is what somebody else told us. And you know, people often ask, well, Mr. Rand, where did you learn all this stuff? And I've told you, if you listen to the show, I have learned everything I've ever learned from a channel. I have never read a book, and I will never read a book because there's nothing in this world that a book or a scroll can teach me that I don't already know. And if I don't know something, I meditate on it, I go inside self, and I expand my awareness, I expand my consciousness, because that's how I'm going to get the answer, not diving into books, not hearing people say the same thing over, because we are conditioned to repeat the same things over. Most people repeat what we're told and go no further, right? How many times do I hear on a daily basis the law of karma? I hear that all the time. Oh, don't worry, the law of karma is going to get you. Oh, you give out three, you put out three, or you give three, you get three, and so many things, and we accept it without question. Again, the law of karma is based on operant conditioning, reward and punishment. If I do good, I'm going to get good. If I do bad, I'm going to get bad. That type of theory will not help us develop a higher form of consciousness. You must learn to look past what you're told, people. You must learn to expand your knowledge within. If your ideas go no further than what you're told, it's the reason why you're lost. It's the reason why you don't know what your role is. Because you're not understanding yourself, because all you're knowing is what somebody told you. And guess what? We know that most of what people say and do is either false or maybe has truth with it, but very limited truth. Because look, in humanity, we are so very young. But yet we act with these huge, amazing egos as if we are kings and queens of the universe and we are invincible. But in reality, we are so, so very young. And this is why we act young. This is why there is so much, why it's going to take so long and so much universal growth in order for this change to happen. It's going to take a very long time. But when you bring the understanding to ourselves, not to them first, but to ourselves, you're going to understand your role because you're going to bring a deep understanding to yourself. And within that, all of a sudden our roles start to look at something. They start to say, well, if I understand myself, then guess what? I develop a greater awareness of myself. I expand my mind. I expand my consciousness. I expand these very ideas because now instead of asking a question and relying on humanity, relying on other people to give me what I want, I'm relying on myself. And isn't that the greatest form of responsibility? We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190, or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
To understand self means we must bring development of the greater awareness of who we are. We must expand our minds, expand our consciousness, expand on what we're told, what we read, and see what we can come up with, see what we can figure out. Because what we're told, like as I said, we have limited knowledge. Everybody comes here with a limited form of consciousness. And I've said that a million times, but it is so true and it is so vital to understand. I don't care if you're the most oldest soul in the universe, you still come here with a limited form of consciousness because it is vital that you grow. It is vital that you understand. It is vital that you learn from yourself and through your experiences that you recognize the falsehoods, you recognize the limitations. The thing is that we don't want to. We don't want to put any effort into us. We don't want to put anything in. We want to pay someone to fix us. We want to pay a magic pill to make us feel better. We want to do all these different things and to change our lives. But it is not until you decide to change your life and take control of it and expand on this. Ask yourself, well, if I think this way now, if this is my belief system, if this is my way, how is this? Is this a limiting? Is this something that I truly believe in myself? Is this something that I was taught? Is this something that I was conditioned to? Is this really my belief? Is this really my idea? And if it is or isn't, how can I expand on this to learn from it? How can I? Did you notice how I'm not going out in the world. If you notice this whole show, I'm not going out trying to understand others. I'm trying to understand myself. I'm trying to ask myself, how did I do this? How do I feel about this? How do I learn? How can I grow? Because that is going to give you your role. That is going to bring you your sense of role. That is going to bring it. In that moment, all of a sudden life becomes crystal clear. It does. It's like a light bulb goes off, bing, and the next thing you know, you're like, wow, I feel more secure. I feel like I know myself a little bit better. Actually, one of my students that I saw today said that today. You know, they're like, you know, Miss Raina, I don't know what's changing, but all of a sudden I just wake up every day and I feel a little bit stronger. I feel a little bit more confident. I feel a little bit more sure of myself. I feel like I'm gaining a little bit more awareness of who I was. And, you know, it's funny is I used to think I knew who I was. I used to think I knew what my purpose was in life, because that was one of the things that they came to me for. And all of a sudden, the purpose is falling behind. The idea of the purpose is falling behind, because they're more concerned with themselves now. They're more concerned with gaining knowledge within themselves, finding out who they are. And with that gains the experience. With that gains the clarity. Confusion, people, comes from the lack of knowledge. If you think about it, if you think really about it, anytime we are angry at something, how many times do we fight with somebody? Because there's a lack of knowledge, because there's limited ideas or limited beliefs. We assume that somebody said something, or somebody else is feeling this way, or this is going on, this is happening, and we drive ourselves absolutely nuts. And we think that all of a sudden, and then it's not what it was. And we created this whole chaotic situation because of this confusion. Because why? Because we didn't think about, hey, well, let's see, do I know enough about this situation? Where is my knowledge coming from? Where is my belief system coming from? Where is my emotion coming from? Why am I emotional over this situation? Am I clear? If I know myself, if I know my consciousness, if I know where I'm going, would this situation, would this of chaos develop? And I mean, it makes total sense if you look at it, if you remove the emotion and you look in that perspective, because we believe that our roles are going to give us something, right? It's going to give us the sense of self. It's going to give us that sense of belonging. It's going to really make us fit in. It's going to give us that respect. Everybody's going to look at me and say, wow, I'm important. Go to this person because they know everything, and they're really A-OK, and they're swell, and they're going to do all these things. And you know, and that is creating the biggest falsehood. And that lowers the vibration every single time. Because what do we talk about all the time? Truth. Truth must be raised. Truth raises vibration. Truth is one of the highest vibrations out there, because truth and love and all those high vibrations, they're all the same. There is no separation between the same. And really, these ideas of love and truth and stuff are just a type of vibration. So even though we classify and we put an idea, or we put a label on an idea of how we feel or what we're trying to get, we're all still trying to develop our own universal consciousness. So when someone says to us, well, you know, you need to get balance, you need to find love, you need to find self-love, what they're really saying to you is you need to develop your universal consciousness. You need to develop your sense of awareness. You need to develop and expand your mind. You need to develop your own confidence and security. That's what they're telling you. You can't go out there, people, and find balance. You can't go out there and find yourself. The world is not going to give you who you are. The world will teach you experiences, but it's how you react to things and what you learn inside of you is going to give you that sense of self, is going to give you that sense of role. And that is what's going to make you feel important. I don't care. I really don't care how the world looks at me. I do what I do because this is what I feel is my true calling, because I know it's my true calling and I enjoy doing it. If the world wants to think I'm crazy, let them think I'm crazy. If the world wants to support me, let them support me. But none of this is done for their ideas, because I feel important because I love myself. And that's the sense of self. That's the role. My title as a spirit guide, that's not my role. My title as a soul sage, that's not my role. I mean, heck, my title as Oriental medicine or alternative medicine, any of these things are not my roles. And that's tricky, right? Because we look at things as a role, as all these ideas of what we're going to do. So let's shift gears here for a second, because we got about 15, 16 minutes left. So let's shift gears here. Let's resolve our challenges, right? If we're going to develop what our role is in society, or what our role is in our heart, what's going to bring us all these sense of self and confidence and strength and all this stuff, then we need to resolve our challenges. And that means we need to heal our past. Our unresolved issues, and I know I sound like I beat the horse or a dead horse or whatever that saying is. I don't know. I don't get into that stuff too much. But I know I say that often, but healing your past is so vital. Because how if you're like, I always use the swimming, because I used to be a swimmer and as a lifeguard and everything. And I tell people, if you want to swim to the other side of the water, how are you going to swim the other side if you're so scared of letting go of the side you're on now? And that's exactly what you're doing with unresolved issues. You're beating yourself up. You're victimizing yourself by all these little issues. And of course, you can't raise your consciousness. You can't raise your awareness. You can't build self-confidence if you're constantly beating yourself up for either things that you look at in your eyes as a mistake or you did wrong and all these silly ideas. But we must learn to let go of it. We must learn to heal from it. And we must be okay with us. Being okay with us is so important, because that says to us, no matter what I've done in my past, no matter what I've done in my present, and no matter what I may do, which we shouldn't concern ourselves with past and future anyways, but no matter what I might do, I need to be okay with myself. And really, that's so powerful in itself. If you can wake up every day and love who you are, whether you have a few extra pounds, whether you're aging a little bit more, or you're underweight, or whatever the situation is, maybe you got in a car accident and there's a big scar on part of your body and people react with being okay with ourselves, or maybe everything's just fine, but in our mind, we don't like who we are. Being okay with ourselves is probably the most important role that we're going to have. That brings out our true role. Our true role is to find ourselves. Our true role is to find out who we are and arise above our challenges. Find our strength, find our confidence, find our power within our challenges. That's our true role, because our true role, what? Comes naturally. Yes, we may be a very talented acupuncturist or a very talented psychic medium or a doctor or a psychologist or an energy worker or whatever. There's so many forms of healing out there. But we may be very talented at whatever job we do, but that doesn't mean it's our role. Our role is finding ourselves. Our role is who we are. And that is our role for this entire lifetime. Like the role of Miss Raina is this lifetime and this lifetime alone. And you know what? I'm going to find out all the things I know about Miss Raina during this lifetime. And you know what? I know I'm not coming back anymore. But if I was, whatever my next life, whether I was a guy or girl and whatever my name was, I would try to find out all I can about that life as well. Because that's what comes natural, right? That's the hunt. That's why you're always confused, right? Because we want to raise our vibration. We want to take our role and say and bring this vibration to humanity. But it starts within you, people. It starts within you. It is not an outward or an external experience. It is an internal experience. And that is key. So we look at it and we say, well, it's second nature to us. It's first nature. And but we focus on developing our talents. But our true nature, our true roles flow, right? We don't, yes, we may have to work at something. We may be talented at something, and other things we may want to work at. It's true everybody can be a healer. It's true everybody can learn to be a psychic medium. It's true everybody can learn to be an acupuncturist or a doctor or whatever. Some people may have to work on it more than others. Some people it just comes natural. But the truth of who you are flows. And that's why I asked you, what am I doing? What am I doing now? Am I putting the effort into me? What is it that I'm doing? Why am I focusing on all my attention to me? Because that's how we get things to flow. You're so busy with the external world. That's why you're lost. That's why you're confused. That's why you cannot find your purpose, because you're so busy looking outward for external validation that it's impossible and you're never going to get it. No person can make you feel any of this. No matter how much you create that, no matter how much you say, well, Miss Raina, when someone hugs me, I feel love. No, that's created inside you. Oh, well, Miss Raina, when someone, you know, when I spend time with this person makes me happy. No, that's created inside you. No person can give you any other feeling than what you choose to feel, depending on where your development of universal consciousness is. So even as a spirit guide, even as a soul state, you know, that's a role, that's part of a role I play. But Miss Raina and who I am is my true role. Sure, like I said, I'm trained to be a licensed massage therapist. I have my degrees in oriental medicine, alternative medicine, acupuncture, herbs, herbology, all these different things. And I'm going to be going back to school for psychology, cognitive psychology. But that's still not contribute. That's part of what I'm doing. But my role as a healer, my role as who I am, is expanding from the inside out. And this comes naturally to me. This feels right to me. This is my calling and I follow it. If you're at a job, if you're at a place in your life, a relationship, and you know it's not right, then make the switch. Change it up, people. Just stop fighting who you are. You're so afraid that you'd rather hold on to misery. You'd rather hold on to confusion. You'd rather hold on to the life that you have, all in the fear of not growing. And why? If you really want that life, then let go of that edge and swim across the water. It's only up to you, and you can do this. But do not do this, people, to be popular, to fit in, to do this, to accept it for acceptance and money. Raising consciousness is quite a challenge, and you must know this. You must know what you're doing. This is not something, like I said, that you just wake up and you know the definition. You look up on Webster's Dictionary and you say, oh, well, the definition of universal consciousness is this. Well, I know what it is. Or laying of hands on someone. Oh, well, I know what it is. No, it goes so much deeper than this. So let's ask ourselves this. What would raising consciousness look like to you? Let's ask ourselves that first. And then the second question I would ask ourselves is, what would my role look like to me? If I wanted to raise universal consciousness, what would it look like to me? What would my role look like to me? And really think about that. Take time and figure out what your idea is. Figure it out. That's tough. It's tough. We don't ask ourselves these simple questions. And maybe we have asked that, or maybe we're like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I want to be. But you must have an idea of, okay, well, if I was helping people, if say like part of my role, well, let's find myself. So my role is to find myself first. So what would that look like? If I had self-love, what would that look like? If I had confidence, what would that feel like in my life? What would the things around me change if all these things were popping into my life now? That's the first idea that we have to go. Don't concern yourself. If you're confused, if you're lost, if you are just getting into this, don't concern yourself with helping the public until you learn to develop you first. And I'm going to tell you that, and I know some of you are going to go out there and do what you want anyways, but you are going to shoot yourself in the foot. I'm just telling you as an old being, as someone who's been around the block for longer than she cares to admit, I'm just telling you that if you don't develop yourself first, you're not doing humanity any much better. But did you know that raising consciousness is not just about healing? It's not about just putting hands on them or making someone's body feel better. Raising consciousness could be about sharing knowledge. sharing kindness with others and yourself, sharing an understanding with yourself, sharing an awareness with yourself and others. Most people sit there, you know, I can talk to, I'm blue in the face on this radio show and my blogs and everything, but you know, most people, you know when they feel inspired by my actions, it's not by what I say, it's by what they watch me do on a daily basis. And I hear that over and over. They're always like, well, Miss Raina, I watch you live the life that you talk about, that you preach every single day. How do I? And that's what inspires them. I am sharing my consciousness, the knowledge that I have within, not with my voice, not with my hands, not with needles, not with herbs, but with the knowledge of my vibration of kindness, understanding and awareness of myself. And that resonates with the world. That resonates with those around me. And that's what draws people into me. And even when I want to take time for myself and I'm like, okay, I need time, that type of vibration constantly resonates. And it is what attracts people to me. It always, I can't go, when I want to spend time by myself, I actually have to disappear. And even when I disappear, if I'm not up in a cave someplace, people just attract, because the vibration of kindness, the vibration of understanding, the vibration of awareness is what everybody's looking for. Raising your consciousness means simply being you, living your life for you, making the effort for you. And your efficiency is based on the efficiency with inside you. How much you allow yourself to flow, how much you want yourself to flow, how much you develop, and how you feel more. Feel, not just thinking. I know we're taught to be thinkers. I know, especially in a lot of the fields that I'm in, everybody tells you think. And this is one of a challenge even with my protege. I'm always on him about this. I'm always like, you need to feel more, develop that feeling, allow the energy to flow, think less, feel more, and that will maximize your effort. If you step away from the told knowledge of what everybody else is telling you, and you learn to step away from your ego, you'd be surprised at how much the energy flows. You'd be surprised how much your energy knows. But as long as you follow others, as long as you follow what everybody believes and not feel for yourself and not think for yourself, you know, as long as you're conditioned to listen to others and just do what they're doing, you're never going to learn to find yourself. Your development of universal consciousness will be limited to the very ideas that you have. And that's why so many light workers, again, are lost and confused, because they've bought into society. They've bought into the garbage, the falsehood, all these limited ideas. They've created limitations by relying on all these books, by relying on all the classes, by relying on the belief systems of others, without finding out who they are and developing the sense of self of their own role. But guess what? You'd be amazed if you think for yourself, if you feel for yourself. You'd be amazed by what happens to the world inside of you, by the self-awareness, by the growth, and the dynamics of your whole universe, your whole perception, and your whole reality shift. You become such a powerful soul. So if you've ever thought that you'd be a part of a bigger purpose, then allow yourself to be and create your own development of universal consciousness. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed tonight's show. If you can, I'm very passionate about this stuff, and I really enjoyed it. So I am really hoping that you did. So let's get into the closing section. If you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me personally on my Facebook at facebook.com/The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and make sure you sign up for the newsletters so you can receive like special offers on hidden shows, VIP access to the web shows and to the website, special blog, and as well as special offers from the guests. If you'd like to email me also with your questions, please keep them coming in, especially with those July 4th stuff. Email me at thelifeofraina@icloud.com. Again, everyone, have a safe and healthy 4th of July, and make sure we have another one. All right, everybody, remember, it's not always I messed that up, didn't I? Always to remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities, our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. And thank you, and have a great day.